Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow.
Well, everyone, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are starting your day with us here, a positive day and a positive way to start it. So, everybody, I hope that it's funny because it's still a little chilly out there, but yet you know by the end of the day it's going to be sunny. So, anyways, well, I am so glad that you have tuned into 1400 KKZZ. I've got Giovanni here.
Good morning, everybody.
I know probably everybody thinks, is it Friday?
No, it is not Friday.
Yeah, I'm so glad
it's
going
to be Wacky Wednesday now.
Oh, there you go, Wacky you go. Wednesday. All right. We've got Betty Alkazian, our licensed marriage family therapist, parent coach, and speaker, and author of Parenting Backwards.
Good morning.
It is a wacky day, right? All right. And we've got my mechanic in the house, Jerry from JBS in Simi Valley. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
You are so welcome. You know, it's funny. I know you like got all those cars, but I'm so glad you got some time to come in here and give us some advice on our cars. And, you know, so I want to give out our phone number at 805-639-0008. We got Matt on our board here. And if you have something that, you know, maybe you hear a little knocking or your light's on and you're just going, God, not again, and you want to ask a question, I've got Jerry in here. And he's my mechanic. My husband, who is like the car, you know, buff over here, I'm telling you, how many cars have you done? Well, don't even go there, okay? But
you know, the other thing is everybody's always asking, hey, do you have a great mechanic? Or, you know, do you know of a mechanic? You know, and we're here to tell you this guy is really good.
That's it. So we're going to give some kind of a, you know, Jerry, probably the most questions asked, right? Everybody comes in or calls and, you know, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And, you know, and then we've got Betty. We're going to talk a little bit about leap year. You know, it's funny. I never really thought of, like, what is leap year? I mean, it's funny because it's, what, every 4 years?
It doesn't
year?
Make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense to me either.
If it's leap year, then that means you should go faster, correct?
Like, yeah.
You leap ahead, but it's not. You get an extra day.
I know.
How cool is that?
It is cool. I need an extra day in the week. Is there any way we could do this like a leap week every, you know, I'm telling you, or a couple more hours in the day? There's just not enough.
So you want to work more?
No, I want to play
more
because if I could get done with my work, then I could play.
We need an extra day on the weekend.
Yeah, kind of like an extra Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or an extra Saturday, Sunday, and another day.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be good? A fun day. There you go. Saturday, Sunday, fun day.
There you go.
Okay. I love it. Well, that's what, and you know, I want to let you know if you are just tuning into our show and it's your first time, we are a feel good show. It's all about adding value every day in every way. And, if there's a story that you have or a journey that you've gone through, and even if it didn't start off positive, but it ended up positive, because that's what life's all about, is talking about how we got through it. And once you can share that story with somebody else, it makes everybody feel not alone. And just our life, it's easier. It's many hands make little work. So
I think that's a good thing. That's a great point to make this morning. You know, if you woke up this morning and you maybe have some bad things on your mind or anything, you know, everybody out there right now, if you had a bad day or if you're starting off in a bad day, just take a deep breath. You know, just inhale, exhale, and just kind of let it all go and just think, you know, you have a full day ahead of you. It's not, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to continue being bad.
There you go. And I love it. You know, I'm a hair therapist, and one of the things that I know that my listeners are all about is looking good, feeling good and doing good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm really excited because, again, you know, we've got Betty in here, which is a parenting coach, okay? A lot of times we just, we don't always know or think that what we did was always the right way or, but we have no knowledge of that. Nobody, I mean, we're just learned from what our family has taught us. And so that's really hard. And then, again, it's kind of the beginning of the year. It's kind of, I always call it my responsible list, you know, and we need to look at our cars and make sure that we've taken care of them and that, you know, with gas so high, a lot of people are probably maybe putting, you know, less expensive gas in their car. And is that going to bother our cars, Jerry? I mean, that's, let's start off with right there.
Most cars are made to run on 87 octane. So what really ever, what do you put in it? It'd be fine.
Really? So yeah. It doesn't matter?
Well, some cars, you know, they tell you to run the 91 or high premium, but you really don't need it. Most cars will run on 87 without any problems.
Unless you need diesel.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Don't be putting gasoline and diesel. We get them towed in all the time.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Don't tell me if that was one of my husband's deals. Don't even go there, Jerry. But you know what? But you know what's funny? Because one of my girlfriends said to me, she goes, oh, my God. She goes, with gasoline so high right now, she has a Mercedes, but she said, it's a lease. Why do I want to spend my money on that? And after I started thinking about it, even though you want to take care of your cars, because a lot of time people buy their lease cars, and then if you haven't done a good job taking care of it, then what are you going to do, right? But so you're saying it really doesn't matter?
No, the fuel really doesn't matter. It tells you in the owner's manual what kind of fuel to run, but almost every car out there will run on 87 octane.
You know, my husband just texted me. And he did do that. He admitted it on, you know, of course, now I just said it. But I guess a lot of people do that, right? Because you're busy. You're not thinking. You just put in the gas. And if you have other cars, you just think, you know. So how much damage does that do?
Normally, not any, because most people realize it after they did it and they don't leave the station and they tow it in and we pump it out.
Oh, so it's an easy fix.
I didn't think he'd admit it, though.
I know. Isn't that funny? I know. So, anyways.
It can be an easy fix. But if you do drive the vehicle, then it can cause some damage.
So, don't drive. If you make that mistake out there, don't drive it. Just call JBS right away. So, what, you know, tell us a little bit about you.
I've been in business in Simi Valley for 30 years. It was February 13th. We work on a lot of different types of vehicles. We're like the diesel guru in Simi Valley. We handle pretty much everything out there. We don't work on Saabs or Volkswagen Bugs, the older ones, the newer ones we work on.
Why is that?
Just there's other people that handle that stuff, and Saabs, they put them together backwards, and we're just not interested.
So you, and I, you know what I like about that is that you actually have your specialties, because there are people that want to do it all because they just want to have the business, but you're saying, this is what I specialize in. And that's really important, because then people know that they're going to get the best quality.
Isn't a Saab built by guys who used to build like jet airplanes? And
yeah, I really don't know, but they're backwards together. So, And we don't really specialize. We are the diesel people that are in Simi Valley. We do get a lot of questions and calls, but we do work on everything. I used to work mainly on older cars, you know, street rods, which I have a lot of.
Yeah, you've been a racer, right?
I've been drag racer.
That's
still
kind of
a
in my
cars.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, we've got some really great questions that we're going to be asking, and I'm sure, Betty, you have questions about your car. What kind of car do you have?
I have a Mercedes.
Okay.
A little C230.
What kind of gas do you put in it?
I put in the 87.
Oh, so you
glad
do
to
the.
Hear that it's not hurting my car.
See, there you go. And what kind of gas do you put in?
I don't put gas in anything because I don't drive.
Oh, yeah. He's got drivers, this guy. I'm telling you.
I don't drive.
This guy's got his secrets. I'm telling you. He's got these women that just drive him all over the world, right?
Well.
Okay. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. That's right. Well,
maybe you need to teach
sign
your
me up.
Friends.
I know. Teach your friends. Is that what you said? Yeah. God. All right. Well, if anybody's just joining us right now, we're having fun in here. You've tuned into the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way, and a positive talk radio show. There's not very many of them left anymore because everybody's talking political. Everybody's talking about all the things that are happening, you know, and there's some things that we're going to talk about, you know, when you know that you have problems in your family, or, you know, this shooting that just happened at the school. I mean, and there's just so many things going on in the world right now. But I want it to be feel good. Just a moment that, you know, if you've been listening to the news and you've all of a sudden said, oh, my God, wait a minute. My channel changed 1400. And what do? Listen, it's all about positive talk. We've got Jerry from JBS. We've got Betty Alkazian. And we've got Giovanni here. Giovanni, I think we have a caller.
Hello? I think it's for JBS.
I think so, maybe. Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Lee.
Hi, Lee. And are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. And have you listened to our show before?
Yeah, a couple of times on TuneIn Radio on my phone app.
Very cool. Thank you. I was just going to get to that one, too, that you can, if you're just walking into a meeting or you're out there exercising, you can still listen to our show here. So what can we do for you?
Yeah, my question is how do you find a reputable mechanic when you go to a mechanic? I mean, how do you know if the guy's trustworthy or knows what he's doing when you go to a shop?
Jerry?
Great question.
Good morning, Lee. The best way to find a mechanic that's reputable is word of mouth. I mean, you can look at publications, you can go to AAA, you can do all that stuff, but you really need to talk to your neighbors and find out who they're happy with and see where you can take your vehicle and so you can be happy too.
Are you there, Lee? We lost him. All right. Well, I hope that answered your question. And really it is. It's, you know, it's kind of like a hair therapist, you know, or a counselor or, you know, is you want to be, you know, it's just firsthand news of where'd you go? Were you happy? You know, right? Did they do the job for you? And that's what it's all about. Well, we have our first guest going to come on, and their book is Kane's Legacy. And we have, is it Jeannie?
Jeannie.
Jeannie Safer, and yes. You are a PhD, and I think this is really interesting. So we're talking about siblings, and at least one-third of adult siblings in America experience serious sibling strife, right? You mean
that's correct.
It's interesting because...
Is Liberating Siblings from a Lifetime of Rage, Shame, Secrecy, and Regret. So in order to get to the positive thinking, you first have to address the negative.
But Betty, maybe you can help me with this, too. We've got Betty here. She is a parenting coach and a therapist.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure you deal with families all the time. And Jerry and Giovanni, maybe you guys can address this, is because we all are brought up in the same family. Why is there, why don't we all stick together instead of, there's a lot of jealousy, there's a lot of, you know, where maybe one has, you know, has it easier than another. Talk to us a little bit about what you have in your book.
Well, the fact is that we don't all grow up in the same family. We may have the same parents biologically, and we may eat dinner together every night, but every child has different parents because the relationship between the parents and every child is different. I mean, my brother and I had totally different parents. I was my father's darling, and he didn't like my brother.
So isn't that interesting that
isn't it
that a father wouldn't like the son?
It happens if there are certain qualities that a father has that he doesn't like in himself, and he sees them in his son. I have a patient, for instance, who I saw the father, and I also saw the son. And the son looked just like the father, and I said, "Gee, he looks just like you." He says, "Oh no, he doesn't," and that's because the boy is overweight, and he never wanted to be overweight himself. So, you know, these things, families are full of hostility, conflict, rivalry. We, you know, to say how come we can't just get along, it's we all have love and hate in us and in our families. And in order to really make relationships work, particularly when there are problems, we have to face that.
Mm.
We can't, you know, when parents exhort, be a best friend with your brother or sister, or on their deathbed, I wish you get along. It never works.
Yeah.
You have to do it by example. You have to facilitate it by the way you act. I think we all want to live in Hallmark land where everybody gets along.
Well, I think that is every parent's dream, is that you please love your brother or love your sister. You know, we just want to have a great family. And
you know, if you didn't love your own brother or sister, it's going to be tougher, you know, and you have to think about how your relationship with your own siblings affects your relationship with your children, because that's what makes it better.
It's so true. Being a third child, I think sometimes I defend my third child too much.
Good point.
Yes.
Good point.
Oh,
and
so you favor that because that resonates with you.
Because I see myself in her.
Yes. That's, I'm so glad you said that, because parents often don't realize the effect that they have on their children through their own projections.
Yes.
Because, of course, now, both of my parents were younger children. Of course, they were going to be more connected in some ways to me. Because I was the younger. You know, all those kinds of, if you look like, if a child looks like you, you know, if a child has some qualities that you hate in yourself, you know, all of these things really affect much more than birth order or any of these things that we think affect it. It's the parents' own siblings and their projections. I guarantee if people think about that, it'll make a difference in how they deal with their children.
I have a little thing to add to this, and you won't believe this, but your field is closely related to mine. People come into my shop with their problems just like they do hairdressers all the time. My son does this. My wife does this. My husband does this. They bring me all their problems. My problem is I fix cars. I don't fix people. So this is really related. It's kind of interesting.
Do you see any sibling problems when they come to the garage?
I see everything. It's that's the way it is. I mean, everything comes to the shop.
Really?
You see it all.
But the point is we also take our siblings with us everywhere, you know. We take them to the bedroom. We take them to the boardroom. We take them to our friendships. We take them everywhere we go because they're inside.
Well, I don't know if I want to take my siblings to the bedroom.
but you're an only child.
I'm an only child, though. So
he would not know because you are an only child, and that's a whole other ballgame.
For me, though, I mean, I can at least give some kind of advice because, I mean, I come from a family, a very big family. My mother has a sister and two brothers, and now they really don't talk. They're kind of, you know, now separated. They don't, you know, everybody lives in different states.
She needs Kane's legacy.
And, you know, the same thing, you know, and I think a lot of the thing that you can do to prevent things like that is for the parents, and you're talking about what the parents can do, I think the parents can actually continue making sure that all the kids feel like they're the exact and they're equal for the simple fact that having dinners together and lunches together and things like that.
Well, now that's fine, but I believe that the notion of equal love is not a good thing.
You're right. Jeannie, you know what? This is such an interesting topic, and I need to take a break from my sponsors right now.
Sure.
Will you hold on so we can continue talking?
I certainly will.
Okay, great. We are talking to Jeannie Safer, and her book is Kane's Legacy. I want to see why that name and what that means to her. Also, we have Betty Alkazian here. She is our parenting counselor. She is our therapist. And we've got Jerry, my mechanic, here from JBS. We've also got Giovanni from Day in Simi Valley. Valley.com and nightoutsimivalley.com, right?
Simivalley Night Out.
Oh, whatever. Okay. All right. And our phone number here is if you are going through a sibling, you know, rivalry, something that maybe just doesn't, you know, and you want, you know, some opinion from Jeannie, who wrote this book and who is also an MD or PhD, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. Also, I have a Lures fish restaurant in Camarillo. I've got a $25 gift certificate, and I'm going to give it away to caller number 5 at 805-639-0008. So that's 805-639-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in a token.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right, great topic here, and I am so glad that you are starting your day. Positive way to start your day here on the Kim Pagano Show. And Carmen, are you there? Hello? Oh, hello? Oh, well.
Hello.
Carmen?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've called in before.
Oh, great. Okay. So you are a winner of Lures, and where are you calling from?
I've been wanting to go there.
Oh, great. It's a great place. It's one of my favorite places. I don't want to tell you that I eat at the Oyster Bar because,
what is
you
the
know,
restaurant called?
Lures.
Lures?
Oh, you got to check it
I
out.
I bet it's off the hook.
It's off the hook. No fun, no pun intended there, right? But I'm telling you, they've got great happy hour. They've got great fish. So it's
I've heard.
And they've got really great services there, you know? I mean, all the people that work there, I keep telling the owner, whatever you did to hire all these great people, they're really good.
Sometimes so, that means just as much.
It really, I
as,
have fun when
itself,
I go there. Yeah. So, anyways, all right. And where are you calling from?
Ventura.
Very good. All right. And do you listen to my show a lot?
A lot. Yes. Almost every day. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I thank you for calling in and share us with your friends.
Thank you. I always do.
You got it. All right. Thanks so much, Carmen.
Okay.
All right. So we are talking to Jeannie Safer. Her book is Kane's Legacy. We've got Giovanni in here. We've got Jerry from JBS Auto. He's my mechanic that I brought in here so everybody could, I could share him with you.
And I just wanted to say thank you, Kim, because now I'm getting all kinds of text messages and, you know, my girlfriend outside, she's texting me. She's like, who are all these girls?
So, you know. Okay. Oh, great.
Thanks, Kim.
It was only a couple. It was only
a couple now.
Okay, wait. No, I'm like, I'm killing them right here. I better just stop, right? I've got Betty Alkazian in here, and she is our parenting coach. And I am so glad that you are joining us with us here on Positive Talk. So, Jeannie, how did you get this name of your book, Cain's Legacy?
Well, it came straight from the book of Genesis, because the first sibling in the Bible, Cain, killed the second sibling in the Bible, Abel. And that was the first of many, many centuries of sibling rivalry that we have. And I have a chapter on the book of Genesis, and it was really just a hotbed of sibling problems when I started looking at every one of them. You know, the only one who really gets out of it at the end is Joseph and his brothers.
Okay, and why do you think that is?
At the end of Genesis. Well, because the people who wrote the Bible understood human nature.
Okay.
And
so here's a question. Do you think that men ignore their problems or women? How do you?
I think everybody ignores their problems.
So, and as far as relationships?
Oh, I you know, I've talked to, I interviewed 60 people for this book. And
okay.
The women, we're just as stuck with siblings as men. We're all stuck about it because it's so upsetting. It's so charged. It comes from our childhood, and you know, it's like our we act like we're 5 years old when we're around problem siblings.
Wow.
So it's not any easier for men and women. They deal with it differently. Sometimes women are more direct about saying there's a problem. But I'll tell you, the sisters that I talked to who had trouble, they didn't do any better than the men. We're equal opportunity problem havers.
Okay, Betty, I know you had a question.
I do have a question. You know, as a therapist, and I specialize in parenting, from your research, I would love to know what you think is maybe an underlying thing that could be prevented in families that I could actually work with and teach
sure.
the families
oh,
I work with
there
to help
go.
Their kids well, have good relationships.
Well, my first suggestion is kind of counterintuitive, and that is that parents should throw out all books called Siblings Without Rivalry, because it's not possible. And when we deny anger, it gets worse, or we don't deal with it well. So we should accept sibling rivalry as a normal fact of life. Now, what we want to do is prevent that from becoming sibling strife, where people really hate each other. And to do that, I have another unusual suggestion, and one that actually you alluded to earlier, which is, parents, look at your own sibling relationships. Think more about that and less about your children, and you will understand your children better.
That's interesting. That is. I mean, that's kind of what we talked about in here a little bit, is like you're the middle child.
Yes.
That's what you do, you know.
I was thrilled to hear it, because I can't tell you how rare it is for people to make those connections. And if parents think about, you know, even before they have children, like, you know, what are my aspirations for my children? What happened with what went wrong in my own family, that you can prevent or manage these situations a lot better, because we do project, understandably.
Well, one of the things that we were talking about before we went to break is you were saying that you don't want to give every child, you know, the same amount of love, and that's
yes.
not what I was kind of going at. I was talking more along the lines of, I've seen a couple of families, and like even my girlfriend, we go to dinner with her family once a week, and that's one of the biggest things that I love.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's not necessarily like showing one sibling or one child more love than the other, because I think everybody has to have
their own
level.
Right, and I want to actually say something. I've got four children, and let me tell you, they all have different personalities.
Correct.
And it's really interesting how two of them will, you know, like kind of reach out for each other than the other two, and they keep switching, you know, and I'm like, okay, so because they find different things in each other.
Now, Kim, do you have like a family dinner like once a week
every,
or twice a week?
We try to do it every Sunday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, and I think important.
You find things in children, and that switches too. And by the way, sometimes family dinners, we think of them as some wonderful things. Some of my patients have said that the family dinners...
Sometimes they're disastrous. Yeah.
They dreaded the most. Let me just explain for a moment what I mean by equal love. It is doing the same for every child, regardless of who they are.
But I don't think that's true. I mean, you know,
No. I'm saying that this is a problem that people try to do.
Oh, that if they try to do the same. Because you can't. Because, you know, I have
to do it.
Right. I have one son that races. I have one son that skateboards. We can't possibly do the same in that category. I have one daughter that is going for her master's in math. She has different wants, and then another one that wants to be a therapist. But you can.
Every child is special.
And I have to tell you one thing that is really interesting as a parent, okay? What you buy your oldest child, you're going to do it again and again and again, because they are going to make sure that they remind you of what you did for each child.
That is so true, especially cars, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't want the same car, though. They all want different ones.
Oh, yeah, and every year it gets a better car,
yeah,
let
more
me
expensive.
Tell you. Exactly. So, but it is, you know what, you have to just, you know what, again, just be the best parent that you possibly can. But I like that you say, look at your own relationship, because really when you think of that, that's what your kids
that makes
are looking
you a better
at
parent.
As an example. So
yes, it makes you a better parent, because rather than looking at your children and trying to break up a fight or whatever, think about, what does this fighting mean to me? And you can go at it in a very different way.
Wow.
It's a very powerful tool insight.
I often tell my clients, stay out of your kids' relationships. Do you think that's
yeah.
good advice?
Oh, it sounds
stay
like
out of your
advice.
Parents,
your kids' relationship.
Oh yeah, if
don't get
fighting,
involved in their
yeah.
fights.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And also, would parents try to make their children be friends? It's the quickest way to make them enemies.
I agree,
definitely. Mm-hmm. So now, what are we going to find out in your book?
Excuse me?
What are we going to find when we read your book?
Well, what you're going to find out is what it's like to have problem siblings, the kind of problem siblings, and what you can do about it. And I have chapters on various situations where you have to deal with your siblings, like when your parents are older and you have to work together to deal with it and how to do that. And also, I talk at length about how to reconcile if you decide you want to, and how to decide to cut somebody off if that's the right thing to do.
Wow.
It's not always the right thing to reconcile.
See, now I'm the oldest of my sister and I. And so therefore, you know, I always think the oldest sometimes has to be most responsible for everything. And that becomes a problem too. So I think there's different, I mean, really, it's an interesting topic.
And I think every family has different dynamics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Every family has something in their family.
And once you're an adult, who's older and who's younger doesn't matter so much.
This is very true.
The younger person has just as much responsibility to make a relationship work or to try to fix it as the older. But I have one piece of advice that I want listeners to hear, and that is, if you want to try to reconcile or improve a relationship with a sibling, take the first step.
Mm.
Don't wait for your sibling to come to you.
Very,
go
very good
them.
Advice. And you know what? Life is so short. It really is,
yes.
You know?
And you can say, look, things are not good between us. I want them to be better, and I want something better with you so that we don't regret it later on. Sometimes it can open a door.
I like it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And you know what they say, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
Right.
And, you know.
You can pick how you deal with them.
Very good. That's excellent. So, well, I thank you so much. Where do we find your book?
It's in bookstores. It's on my website, Jeannie Safer, JeannieSaferPhD.com.
Okay.
And it's on Amazon.
Great.
So
and is this your first book?
It's my fifth book.
Your fifth?
I write about taboo topics, things that people think about but don't talk about.
Oh.
And I also wrote a book about called The Normal One, about siblings who are disabled or dysfunctional and what it's like to grow up with somebody like that.
Wow. You know what? I would love to bring you back on because I just think these are all topics that are close to my heart. And
I'd be
delighted.
Yeah.
So
delighted.
If you can stay on so that Matt can get your information.
Sure.
And we'll bring you on.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right.
I hope it helps your listeners.
I think so. So, and go ahead.
Oh, and I was just going to kind of add in, like, my mother and her siblings and everybody, they actually don't get along anymore. They talk every now and then, but, you know, what Janie was saying is that sometimes you need to make the first step. And my mother's not the youngest, but she's not the oldest either. And she did make the step. She made those first, you know, forward. But it's in, like, every relationship, it takes two to kind of mend things. Both parties have to work at it. So, you know, and like you guys also said, life is short. So just move on.
That's it.
I mean, if it doesn't work, it's just not going to work.
And sometimes the circumstances are so complex, too.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know, you can't just call and say, hi, I miss you. Sometimes you have to rehash and
kind
make things a little bit better.
Where it went off. Yeah. Jerry, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, two of each.
Oh, so you've got five in your family.
I'm the oldest.
You are.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Are you close to all of them?
No.
Oh, so
split family.
Really?
Everybody's everywhere.
Really? And does that bother you at all?
No. Some families are like that.
So you just accept it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have children?
Yes.
And how many children do you have?
I had three. One of them passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay.
My youngest is 21.
And that's what I was saying, Jerry, in a sense of sometimes you just need to move forward.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it just doesn't work, it doesn't work. But, you know.
Your old car's no good. Just get a new one.
There you go. All right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are joining us here. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll finish talking about cars and our lives. You know, we've got Betty Alkazian. We've got Jerry from JBS, Simi Valley. And we've got Giovanni from Simi Valley Night. Okay, say it. Oh, my God.
Dayinsimivalley.com.
Simi Valley. He's
and
all Simi about.
Simivalleynightout.com.
He's all. I'm like, I'm on his bad list today. So, anyways, and I'm your host, Kim, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We've got Matt on our board, and give us a call.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Vigano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Vigano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of the Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. I am so glad that you are joining us here on AM 1400 KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio Show. And if you are streaming us or you're at home, you can always go onto my website, KimPaganoShow.com, and listen live there so you can always stream us or tune in radio like we had one of our callers. It's a great free app on all your phones. And also, go ahead.
On the website.
That's right. I just did that.
The Kim Pagano Show. Yep. Well, and actually, I think we have our the longest listener you've had so far. Is my mother. and I just wanted to say hi to her. Hi, Mom. We love you.
Aww.
And she's all the way in Florida listening to us.
Very so cool. Yeah. Hi, Giovanni's mom. I love it. And my mom is one of my listeners and my dad. And, you know, my husband obviously tuned in today to hear his mechanic that I've got here. Yep. He's actually my mechanic, too. It's funny because a lot of times I am like, honey, seriously, we have to fix this car again. You know, Jerry, I'm so glad you're here. First of all, can you give out your phone number and where you're at and, where you're located so people can definitely get in touch with you?
Yeah, it's JBS Auto Services. I'm in Simi Valley on 880 Chambers Lane. The number is 805-522-3923. We're open usually from 8 to 5, and some weekends we do work by appointments. I try not to work weekends. I work too much during the week.
You do. But you're one of those people that, I mean, like, you're pretty black and white. If something can be fixed, you fix it. If they can't, do you just say, hey, you know, this isn't going to happen?
That's the way you got to be in life. I mean, you can't sugarcoat anything.
Right.
People
that,
try.
I mean, really, that's kind of how I am, too.
And I was just saying during the commercial that I get emotionally attached to my cars.
Yeah.
I just do.
When is it time to be done? You know, is there a time that you can be done with your car?
There's times when your car is going to be more expensive to fix than it's worth, and that's when the time comes that you need to decide to get a new one. Some people still will put a motor in a car that's worth $5,000, and it's, you know, they're not going to make any more money with it, and they just want that car. They love it. They've had it from day one.
Right. Now, so let's talk about maintenance. I think that's probably, you know, I try in my life, you know, in fact, we have a lady that, Noelle Nelson. She was one of my therapists that I've known for years, and it's so interesting because now she's on my show once a month. And she talks about maintaining your life, maintaining everything, you know, and I think that it's so important. How important is it to maintain our cars?
Well, it's very important if you want to keep it on the road, especially with the price of gas nowadays. You really need to keep them maintained. Most vehicles, newer vehicles, 80s and up. We'll tell you when there's a problem with your car. You know, it's got a check engine light. Hey, we got a problem here. We need to fix it. Before we put the tire pressure monitors in cars, most people had no idea their tires are low, and that's a big fuel economy thing right there. You run a low tire, you're going to get low mileage. But now we have everything in the car to tell you what's wrong with it. You even have OnStar in some vehicles. Hey, we got a problem. It calls you. Say, you need to get that to the dealer.
Isn't that amazing? Those are my favorite kind of technology. Cars. It's where you don't have to guess, you know. But what I want to know is how often do we have to really change our oil?
Well, that's a big thing right now, and it's a big argument in the whole industry. We used to have a 3,000-mile interval for most people. Now we have synthetic oils that will go farther. Most vehicles now will tell you that most of them set about 7,500 miles, like Fords, and they'll tell you you need to change oil now.
Okay, so when you say synthetic oil, because now they have blended synthetic oil. Okay, because I went to, I ended up having like my maintenance plan where you bring it back to the dealer for my car, and somebody had said, oh, you're using the wrong oil. Then I was all confused. What is that, you know, what does that mean? Obviously, I wasn't at your place because you would know what you're doing.
Well, synthetic oil is something that's come out, you know, in the last few years. Mobile One is a true synthetic. That's been out for years. Now you're having all these synthetic blends. Your vehicle's owner's manual will tell you which blend or which type of oil you can use. I mean, in diesels, every diesel runs a 1540. Well, now they're switching back to a 1030 in 2010 and up. Everybody keeps changing. This is an engineering thing. It's very confusing.
So the person that's just driving the cars, I mean, it's really hard for us to know what to do. So we definitely have to have a mechanic that we can trust. And say, now what is it? Because you're keeping up with all the different things that keep changing, correct?
Right. And sometimes we don't know. We have to get into the internet and look and see exactly what's supposed to be in that vehicle. Because you could have two different vehicles with two different motors. The same vehicle with two different motors, and they use two different fluids. I mean, it is getting complicated, and it's very, very expensive for the shops to keep all these different fluids in check. Most of us are buying universals now, so it'll mix with anything, or if it's a synthetic blend, it's a synthetic blend.
Right.
But it is really hard to keep up, and they keep changing them every month.
Wow. And now, how can we get better mileage? I think that's our quest for everybody now that gas is so high. What is the best? Is it your tire balance? What is it?
Tire pressure.
And pressure.
If your car has a running problem, to where it needs a tune-up or it's got a misfire or a sense, the car's going to tell you. The check engine light's going to come on and say, hey, we got a problem. We need to get this addressed. It could be something as simple as a loose gas cap with that light on, but you can't assume that. You got to assume there's something more, you know, that's going to be damaging. But tire pressures are the biggest thing on fuel mileage. If you keep your tires at the pressure they're recommended, your mileage will be the best. Now, most cars, like I say, have a monitor now that tells you, hey, our tire pressure is low. One of the tires is low. So, but in the older cars, you don't have that.
So is there a tire pressure that's the same for all cars?
No, they're all different. It depends on the tires.
How did I not know that?
Okay. Okay.
Some of the trucks are 85 pounds and cars are 32. It just depends on the tire.
And if you don't know, you can just look at the side of the tire, and there's like a whole bunch of numbers and stuff along the rim. And that'll tell you how many pounds to put into your car.
It says it on the
tire?
On the tire itself.
That's correct.
He's so smart.
See, he's intelligent.
That's so good. You know, if anybody out there has a car question, give us a call here at 805-639-0008.
You know, and Jerry, if you can stop me if I'm wrong, but I think that anybody that has a vehicle, you know, the most important thing is to maintain all the different fluids, the transmission, if you have a transmission, you know, oils and the gas, you know, and I've even heard don't ever let your car get less than a quarter of a tank of gas in your car because, you know, the more gas you have in your car, the better it is for the car to continue running. I've heard a whole bunch of different things, but continuing the maintenance of your car is going to save you a lot of money in the long run because obviously you're not going to be breaking down as often and so on and so forth.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people buy a car they really can't afford. They stretch it. They want to be, you know, look like they're impressive people. And that becomes a problem because to maintain these expensive cars is really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you go in for an oil change, it's $150. You're looking at them like, what are you, nuts? You know, transmission service, $300 to $500. And some of these vehicles actually cost that to repair now, and just normal services. You were talking about the quarter tank. The reason we don't recommend ever getting below a quarter of a tank now is because the fuel pump is inside the fuel tank. And that fuel pump has to stay cool for it to continue to run. And what happens is people run them low, and then they pull into a gas station. The pump's really hot because it ran out of the fuel, and they put the fresh fuel in, and it's cold, and the car don't start. So they're towing them in because the fuel pump just went out. That's a common problem because people, they just don't keep their tanks up. But, yeah, very, very expensive to maintain a vehicle nowadays.
And the other, and this is a personal thing, and I've kind of noticed this over my years, and I'm not that old, but they kind of one of the things that I noticed is the type of gas you put in. And I'm not talking about 87 or 89 or 93. I'm talking about the quality of the gas. So going to, let's say, like an Arco compared to a 76 station, I find that when you go to a 76 station, you're using a better quality gas, and it lasts a lot longer. It might cost, say, 5 to 10 cents more expensive.
Well, let's ask you, does it make a difference?
Well, most all the fuels have cleaning properties in them. Okay, so I really don't, my opinion on this, I don't really think it makes a difference.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because they all come out of the same refinery, and when a station needs fuel, if there's a truck that they can't drive with a half, they'll dump it at that station. I mean, 76 stays with 76, but Arco and some of your others, they might have 76 fuel in an Arco station. It's just the way it happens. So I mean, there may be a difference if some engineer was to check, but I physically couldn't tell you by driving a vehicle.
Okay. Betty, I know you had a question.
I do have a question. We're so dependent on our cars. I mean, if my car doesn't work in the morning, I'm going to be a complete wreck, and it's going to ruin my whole day because I have a million places I have to be. So is there something we should know other than the obvious tires, gas, oil change that we should be thinking about or aware of to check or ask our mechanic or service guy about that maybe we hadn't thought of?
Well, it's funny you say that. A lot of people will call in the morning, my car won't start. This is the worst thing that could happen in my life.
Right.
Well, you know, pick a good day when it can happen and call me, and then
right.
You'll be in a better
mood.
It's
never mood. A good day.
They're really preventive maintenance service is all you can do. You know, most batteries will last 5 years. So if you've got a battery that's 7 years old, it's probably time to change it. It's going to die. But preventative maintenance is the best you can do.
All right.
Great.
You know what? We actually have a caller. And hello?
Hello?
Hi. Who are we speaking
Hi,
with?
Good morning. My name is Margarita.
Hi, Margarita. Nice to talk to you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Paula. And were you guys talking about oil change?
Yes.
I think I missed it. I ran after the cat. Anyway, I have a 2010 Honda Insight. And it runs on battery and it runs on fuel, of course. But could I just go anywhere for an oil change on that?
Got to go to JBS.
Well, yeah, Santa Paula, though.
Oh, yeah.
Being it's a 2010,
yeah.
You should still be able to take that to the dealer to get it done.
I know, but what if I don't want to go to the dealer?
Oh, then you got to go to Jerry. He'll totally take care of you.
Yeah.
Jerry, give her your phone number.
She's in Santa Paula. That's a long ways to go for an oil change.
I know.
Is that a specialty oil change? Or?
No, anybody should be able to do it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
All right, and have you been listening to my show for a long time, or are you
well,
first
usually
time?
On Wednesday. No, I've called before.
Oh.
Usually on Wednesdays, because that's my day off, but I'm in a hurry to get to the farmer's market. So.
Oh, okay.
Bring us some food, will you?
Yeah, there you go. All right, yeah.
Some
but
greens.
And you know what? If you missed our show, you can listen again from 1 to 2.
I know, yeah, I have caught it at other times on my lunch hour.
Okay, good, okay.
Good, yes, thank you.
All right,
thank
but
you very much.
But Jerry will be on my website, and so if you do, he takes care of all our cars, so.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You got it. You have a great day. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you know, there's so many more things, and I'm going to have you back because there's so many more questions. I mean, that's it. Like what you just said, Betty, is we all have our cars. We don't want that day where we go out and go, oh, my God, not today. Our car doesn't start. So it is really important that you make sure that you, you know, take care of your cars because they're valuable. They take us where we need to go every single day. So thank you so much for being here. Give out your phone number one more time.
Yeah, the number is 805-522-3923.
All right. That's Jerry from JBS.
We do have a website, too.
Yeah, it's an amazing website. I love it. So, all right. So, Betty.
Yes.
Talk to us. It is a leap year, and I thought that was really cute. We always kind of find different things to talk about. And, you know, there's some cute little things that you had brought up. So talk to us a little bit about you. And also give everybody your phone number. And if they're, if they have a problem with their siblings or, you know, I mean, really, it does start with us. We have to look at ourselves before we start with a relationship, you know, from our husbands to our partners to our parents to our children, because what we, who we are represents all of us.
It's true. And sometimes the sibling relationships in our families are affected by our, not only how our parents' relationships were with their siblings, but, you know, we're all kind of broken in our own ways based on our families of origin. And then we start our own families and we have our own stuff that we have to deal with. And
I like what you called it, stuff. Stuff. We have our own stuff. Yeah.
Everybody comes into a relationship with, you know, some little wounds here and there, and if not big ones.
Right.
And so we have to be aware of those and try to work around them and sometimes heal them in order to be as healthy as possible.
Right.
In
and
our
now
relationships.
You see families, right? I know you specialize in parenting, right? So
yes.
When, you know, when our kids are little, you kind of try to hope that they can get it right the first time, right? But as they get older, problems change.
That's
different
true.
Things happen.
But I really think that there are things, if we start early enough and if the parents don't get involved in the he said, she said and taking sides, which really can hurt kids. If I take one kid's side one time, the other one says, you always take her side. And it doesn't matter if it's the first time you've ever taken that one side. It feels like it's forever to that child.
Right.
So parent, it's not a parent's job to take sides. It's their job to say, I can see you guys are having a hard time getting along right now. And it's our job to teach our values and say, you know what, in this family, we have to be respectful to one another. If you can't be respectful, go be in a different room until you can come together and be kind again.
There you go. That's good. Tell everybody where they can find you.
They can find me on the internet at www.balancedparenting.com.
And where's your office?
In Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
I also have a Facebook page, of course.
Yes. I didn't say that. Also, you're, you know, in fact, we would love you to like our page, right? You tell them your page.
My page is Balanced Parenting.
Right. And mine is Kim Pagano Show. And that's where actually you can find everybody here and know what's going on in our studio and who what's happening on our show. So it's a great place to be. It's such a great social network right there. So, but I thought it was kind of fun to talk a little bit about leap year and leap day. And it, that's just, you know, you kind of brought some little traditions, and women traditionally propose to men on leap day, right?
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
I was doing a little research last night and I thought, how cool is that? I had never actually heard that before.
I've always had the joke. I always thought it was funny. If you were born on leap year, like what would happen? Like, you know, every year you just don't have a birthday.
Exactly. I think it's kind of cool if you're looking at it from a parent's point. You only have to have a birthday party every 4 years.
Correct.
You
there
know?
You go.
That's right. It's a little bit of a savings right there.
I think I'd only be 12 years old or something by now.
Yeah.
I know. See how that works. But so that's one of them. And then also it's considered bad luck to marry in a leap year in Greece, especially on a leap day. In this country, it's more of a novelty. So, oh, they don't take it very seriously?
Well, I think it's, I find superstitions very interesting. Different countries, different cultures have different kinds of superstitions. So here we have this day that only comes around once every 4 years, and it's really just an adjustment day, right? Because a year is really 365 and a quarter days. And so we have to adjust for it every 4 years.
That's interesting.
So in Greece, they have this superstition, which I think is funny. But I've known people who have gotten married on February 29th just because it's a novelty.
It's fun.
Right?
Yeah.
Once every 4 years it comes around. So I also think, like, for parents, that it would be a really fun thing to mark this day by planting a tree or planting a plant or a shrub or something and put on your calendars 4 years from now to say, hey, we planted this last time there was a leap day and look what happened.
There you go. Or also a time capsule. Have you guys ever done a time capsule?
I think back when I was younger in elementary school or
something. I know my older son and one of his friends, they did a time capsule and they I think they did it, God, they were like in fifth grade or something and now they're, you know.
See, that's the good thing. If you have children, and children doing a time capsule at, say, age 5 or something, you know, any younger age, and then opening it 4 years. 4 years is a long time, and a lot has, you know, progressed
right.
over the, you know. Now, if I put something in now, and then 4 years from now, it's going to probably be the same stuff I like. And
right, but
for children, it's completely
different.
For children,
you put in a picture, you put in an example of their artwork or their handwriting or their favorite toy, something like that. And then 4 years later on the next leap day, you open it up and, yes, the changes will have been much more profound.
I think that's a really cool idea.
That is a cool idea.
Yeah, I think so. So if any parents out there want to do a fun little experiment.
What about the people that did it and buried it in their backyard and then they moved?
Forgot about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Somebody else will dig it up. What is it?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, I don't even want to touch that. But what if you've lost the animals, right? You know, a lot of people bury them in their backyard, right? And then you move. That's kind of, so.
Are you trying to sell something?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not even going
we're just
there.
Checking.
Well, this has been really fun. And, it's all about adding value from parenting to taking care of our cars, our websites, you know. And it's fun. I love to mix it up and kind of, you know, connect everybody together. So if you would like to be a part of my show and be connected, give us a call. You can call us at 805-419-0008. And again, remember, if you missed any part of our show, to listen from 1 to 2. Jerry, give out your number again.
805-522-3923.
All right, and that is JBS, and he is my mechanic, and I'm recommending him for you to use him. Giovanni, give out your website.
It is dayinsimivalley.com and simivalleynightout.com. And we also have a free app that you can download on your iPhone or your Android.
Oh, there you go. 100%
free.
All right. Betty, give out your
balancedparenting.com.
All right.
Thank you.
And again, I thank all of you for being a part of our show. Congratulations to our winner. We love to give back. And for all my callers and all my listeners, it wouldn't be possible without all of you out there. And I love that you call in, ask questions, and it's important what you really think. And thank you to all my sponsors for being a part of my show. With that, I always end my show with a mommy moment, and today is change is a challenge and an opportunity, not a threat. So sometimes we just got to look at, you know, life as it changes, you know, especially the 4 year, and look at it as a positive. It is our ball game. Let us be the ones in charge of it. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.